what we have to be, my young brothers and sisters, is Christian in front of the giants. The blasphemous giants who defy God. And you cannot use the excuse before God that you just followed our cowardly example, because David took that excuse away from you thousands of years ago. Do you understand that? You say, what should we do? Kill a giant. What giant? We get so scared we can't see them. Lord, I'm not ready for giants, but if you got any pygmies on the other side, send them on here. Here, pygmy, pygmy, pygmy. We go walking between the legs of the giants looking for the pygmies. The devil does not recruit pygmies. All he has are giants. We walk between their legs and say they're not here. They control the world. And we can defeat them. Not one 15-year-old boy, but the whole army of God. Although it may take one 15-year-old boy to be a David to start us. Go home. Start a revival. Start a revival at your school. Start a revival at your church. How do I do it? Pray and do. Quit talking about it. Go do it. But they'll hurt me. Yeah, it's a war. And they hurt you in war. They may kill me. Okay, go to heaven early. But take somebody with you. Is there a David here? Anywhere? Oh, God, raise us up a David. Please raise us up a David. Raise us up 100 Davids, 1,000 Davids. Oh, God, quit letting us be cowards. And Father, we love to talk about it. We love to come over here and be it right here where it's easy. God, would you just make us quit talking and start doing at home where it's hard and the giants live? Oh, God, we need the courage. Call us to commitment. Give us the courage, give us the strength, give us the rocks. And give us the ability to cut through the lies of the giants and to walk in victory. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.